This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Hurricane Rita is now a Category 1 storm and is losing power. The second major hurricane to hit the Gulf Coast in less than 30 days made landfall this morning just after 2:30 a.m. Central Time. Rita moved ashore at the Texas-Louisiana state line as a Category 3 hurricane, whirling at 125 miles per hour. Lake Charles, Louisiana, took the brunt of the storm. But Galveston, Houston, Beaumont, Lumberton, and Port Arthur are all feeling the effects of Rita. Areas of New Orleans, 275 miles to the east, are once again underwater. We will keep you informed about Rita throughout the day. NPR science reporter Joe Palca joins us in the studio and will be along for the ride. Joe, thanks very much for being with us.
Glad to be here.
Where does Rita seem to be headed now?
Well, Rita's heading north up along the Texas-Louisiana border at 10 a.m. Central Time. It was over or near Jasper, Texas, and it's been moving north at about 12 miles an hour, and it's expected to continue that direction for about the next 24 hours.
What are the biggest hazards of the storm right now?
Well, I think the biggest hazard now is there's still winds, and those can cause some damage. But as you said, the winds are subsiding. There's just a lot of water in this storm. Mm-hmm. And so as it comes by, it's dropping a lot of water. There are predictions that later on in the next day or so, it could slow down. And what happens there is that, you know, you've basically got this garden hose of water squirting out. And if you're moving it along the ground, okay, every place gets a little bit wet. But if it stops suddenly, they're talking about, you know, maybe 2 feet of rain in some places, pretty staggering amount of rain. So that could cause a lot of flooding.
There'd been these predictions about 15 and 20 foot storm surges along the Gulf Coast. Did that happen?
There do seem to be some places that had that kind of a storm surge, but right now the storm surge is largely no longer the issue. The storm having moved inland, some of the water that got pushed up rivers that would normally flow down into the Gulf will stay there until the winds die down enough for the water to come draining back out. But there's still they're saying that there could be tides of 4 to 6 feet above normal and still large waves. So the coast is still going to be battered, but probably not at the 15 to 20 foot level that they were predicting. Now, the other interesting thing is it's going to take a little bit of time to actually figure out what the surge was, because they're making predictions, but they're going to have to go out and do ground truthing with instruments, which in some cases don't have telemetry that's coming in real time, but they have to go out and look at the instruments.
The staggering, stupefying force of Hurricane Katrina, I think we can now fairly recollect about 3 weeks ago, staggered a lot of people. And in hurricane country, you survive so many hurricanes, sometimes you think, well, this one will always swirl away. And then it struck, and there was a feeling, well, now we've had this terrible storm, and it's time to recover. Then, just as some people were beginning to reappear in New Orleans and other places, recovery efforts were going on, this other hurricane. It's still hurricane season.
Oh, absolutely. The conditions in the Gulf of Mexico remain very conducive to another strong storm. Now, there's no strong storm there, and there's none right on the horizon, but mm-hmm. these storms do develop. The official hurricane season doesn't end until the end of November. If another storm should come into the Gulf, there's a lot of warm water there. Warm water is what drives these storms. The water is very deep. It could be another powerful storm. Nobody wants that. Could happen.
Yeah. NPR's Joe Palca will be with us throughout the broadcast. Thanks very much, Joe.
You're welcome.